after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
You are now tuned in to Who Is Ricky Wayne.
Yeah. You know how we do, man. Movies.
Pull up in a fun whip, I be with a fun bitch. Need some extra tissue, swear that I've been on some more shit. Need an extra toilet, I'm shitting on these rappers. I'm stunning these niggas, therefore you are not a bastard. Look, you know where I'm from, where them folk go dumb. Even in the nighttime, my chain shine bright as the sun. You know I'm real as they come, I ain't gotta force it. Couple of years ago, I was in the camera swearing like it was a foreign. You can holler at my bitch, but won't get chosen. Cause her standards are higher than a pilot that was smoking. Call me Long John Silver, I'm the king when it comes to stroking. She so wet, they fuck around and thought I found her in the ocean. Gift money, my rules, sipping on my dudes. I'm like a walking movie, I'm the black Tom Cruise. I'm the black Justin Bieber, I got jungle fever. Don't let your girl come to my show, cause you gon' have to leave her. They praying for my downfall and they scared, but I will never fall like a nigga with 10 legs. Topped off of that Mizey, swerve like Ricky Bobby. The way I'm kicking flavor, you would think I was in karate. Kicking shit with Vanilla Trill. I got more answers than Dr. Phil. If she got that ass, I'm a cop of field. I'm T-Wayne, I got a heart of steel. My team ride like a car with wheels. And you flipping sides, you a cartwheel, ass nigga. Fuck how you feel. Diving in that pussy like a motherfucker, me still. I don't take you serious. Homie, you ain't real. I'm just trying to get a meal and a fucking meal. If you wanna battle me, then you gotta have some skill. Who is Ricky Wayne?
You are now tuned in to Who Is Ricky Wayne.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. And you're tuned to another great Monday show. And oh man, I can't, the words can describe me. I'm just so excited to be in the building with you guys, and it just man, it's a great weekend, very great weekend. I've worked my behind off, again doing some very key things. I've been telling you what's coming up, so we'll be talking about that today. We got a special guest coming on to the show, my girl Zion. She'll be checking in. And she's one of the illustrious woman, part of Diamond Goddesses. Can't wait to top it up with her today because she's got a lot going on with herself. So big ups to that, man. It's always great to support independent artists and models on the show. We appreciate them for always just going hard. Where can I start, man? It's just so many different things. One, this Friday, man, this Friday is just 5 days away. Well, actually, 4 days away now. 4 days away, it will be officially the red carpet premiere of Madeline, which is a very great movie that has been getting a lot of great traction for people. You know, I keep hearing, man, you got to check this out, man. It's going to be hot. You got to hear it. People are going to be tripping you out. Like, the story is going to grab you. And just the trailer, I've been just drew off the trailer, and a great college friend of mine is actually one of the main actors in it, or actresses, excuse me, my girl Jennifer Dior. And big ups to her. She had put her invites out to come to the red carpet premiere. I was coming out anyway, just to come and show support. And then all of a sudden, what happened? I got invited to be a red carpet correspondent. And then not only did they do that, but then they went the full nine. They also, on Saturday, Fast Saturday, I was actually shooting a promo for it. You can see that promo video on my page. I've shared it all over the place. It also been a Dust Spot fan page. If you go over there, all you do is search facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT. And that will lead you straight to it. That will allow you to be able to enjoy the trailer for me. It's, like I said, it's very great. And not only that, the trailer, but excuse me, the promo. And I'm just, like, so thankful because, you know, when you really are trying to go hard the stuff you're doing, and especially I was talking to one of my good friends in the industry the other day about how a lot of times it's a revelation for you guys, for some people, about myself. A lot of times I find myself, you know, I push a lot of other people's stuff, and I haven't taken time out to really push myself. The personality I am. You know, the before Dust Fart and before this magazine, all of it, because magazines that we thought I was going to do through high school. But the thing that kind of powered it all was me being a promoter and me being a personality that helped jumpstart a lot of what's going on, being able to put me in front of people and making those connections. And that's what kind of just got me ready to do what I'm doing now. So this is one of those great big next steps in the process. And doing something like this, man, describe how elated I am to be able to make this happen. I thank God so much, man, for just putting me in the right hands of people who really want to see me prosper. So big ups to Omen Studios. Appreciate you guys. Can't wait to do more and more work with you. And like I said again, if you're in the Dallas Fort Worth area, make sure you have to get your passes before you go to the movie. And here's the thing, it's not just regular going, it's not just a regular movie for me to go to a movie and that's it. You know, it's great to dress up and look fly and mingle with all the actors and actresses in the movie, the crew. You to also get interviewed by myself on the red carpet. And also there's an after party on for it as well. So you'll definitely need to find that information out then. Definitely come out there. You want to be able to find out how more about the movie and the movie premiere. Search Madison Lane on Facebook and you should be able to find it. You'll see the little movie poster and that will lead you straight to Madison Lane's fan page. It leads to everything you know about the movie, some of the cast in it, the crew. It'll lead you to as well as how they purchase your passes to go to the premiere. So, very excited. another great thing that happened this weekend was, and actually the artist we played earlier, that was T-Wayne. You know, some of you might know the song. A lot of people know one of the songs that went very viral. You know, so first let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. That song. he was actually performing on Friday, and I had a chance to check him out. And, hey, man, it was crazy because the cameras were definitely out, because anytime music is on and if something dancing is involved, you know, I'm always going in, and I just want to see people that believe in that phrase and say dance like nobody's watching. You know, I know people are watching. I don't allow a crowd to detract me from being able to just be myself and have a good time. And people love that you levitate today. It's like you, I can just go into an area and all of a sudden it would change the whole thought of how people are just start treating each other. The whole synergy changes, and I appreciate that God gave me that gift. So that's what I try to do, man. Everything I do, I try to reach out and use the gift that God gave me to bring that energy to everything I do, no matter whether it's just everyday stuff or, you know, my crafts or whatnot, or just dancing, having a good time. Like, I'm always doing that. I love using my gifts to enlighten people, to get them crunk, and just because you have a crazy week already. You don't need to live it through every day, every minute, and have to feel like everything has to be so serious. So that's why I believe every now and then, lighten up just a little. All right, so what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to another song break, extra song break. We'll be bringing on, I guess, for this week, my girl Zion. Be on the lookout. We'll be back after this. This track here is on board A.B. the Great. This is WYS. Find out what that means. You listen to the song.
Smoke, yeah, smoke, yeah, the smoke, yeah, the smoke, smoke, yeah, yeah, okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problem, sell weed again if I got it, in the streets playing dodgeball, we don't catch cases, we just dodge them, Billy Garcia switch the sweet, fuck the law, smoke weed, change the law, legalize weed, ain't nothing wrong with abusing leads, a box of swishes, how much can you smoke? All we do is hustle, tired of being broke. Fuck you for an hour, rarely happy so. I was probably drunk as hell or rolling off that mo. LL, why you acting like you ain't high too? This weed hitting like Ryu, Jane Redhead like Pyru. Big booze and C5-2, she right here and she high too. Roll the paper plane in the blood too. 10 on the stack, 5 on the brew. Wow.
Calm it down. Don't turn back. Swiss, sweet, Scarce, Vegas. Phyllis. Don't turn back. Cigarellos. Big blunts. Calm it down. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child.
What you smoke? Head OG. What you smoke? What you smoke, Cali Kush? What you smoke, LED? What you smoke, purple weed? What you smoke, Swiss and sweet? What you smoke, paper plane? What you smoke?
Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This laughing hard, this feels amazing. Vaporizers and bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes and swishes, how much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle, tired of being broke. Bitches, harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an eighth and probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the buffet, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again, and when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, Y'all already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J. And West Coast Pop. Smoking good. Feeling good. Looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that shit. Roll up.
Nuts and bones. Can you hear me? not saying we in here. Acting out of character, you can get flipped here. I don't wanna fight, I just wanna party. Do a couple shots off of some girl's stomach. Light skin, dark skin, women and drinks. Do so many rounds, you forget your address. Pull up to a bumper like I'm about to crash. Lock her behind the ball like we in Alcatraz. Time sheet swag, I'm about to go to work. Moving like a stripper, shorty taking off a shirt. Dancing in the slippers that she carried in her purse. Laughing at niggas wearing pants tighter than hers. Some tats are fitted, a pocket full of money. Surrounded by seven chicks, I'm feeling kinda lucky. Shorty wanna show off, she back it down on me. All up on the wall like a crash test dummy. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it. This is my song. She said she loved the way the ice on, and she wanna do it with the lights on. Shorty feeling it behind her. Yeah, I could tell she a grinder. I said, where you get that wine from? Damn, she said she get it from my mama. Okay, watch her make it bounce. She ain't gotta try. Baby, that's a blessing. The devil is a lie. Sweating out her hair, yeah, she mad than a motherfucker. But it's all good. She get money from a sucker. Singles on deck. I'm talking about a big knot. Toss it in the sky, watch it fall like raindrops. Me, I do this for a reason. Now she all up in my ear like X when we leaving. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it.
All right, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back. All right, so let's kind of come catching you guys up on what we got coming up again for this week. Tomorrow's show will be an episode of Glitz and Glamour. Be sure to check it for that. The topic for tomorrow will be released on the Glitz and Glamour fan page. All you do is go to the fan page, it's Glitz and Glamour. It's simple as that. You can't miss that. So, yes, it's exactly how it sounds. It's exactly how it's spelled in English dictionary. Glitz and Glamour. You can't mix that. So, yes, definitely come check it out and get it in. So, yes, we will be doing too in a bit. We're going to be having a special guest on, another special guest on as well, who is my boy Quincy. And we'll be talking up to him about his new show coming out tomorrow. We'll let him break that down. But it is another show that's coming on the big time radio network, which is, they're making some moves over there, man. I was literally talking to someone on the phone earlier about their brand and how, you know, they're really understanding how you got to just kind of just branch in and you got to slowly phase everything out, piece by piece. You gotta make sure you go hard at one thing, and then once you get some traction on that, move to the next, start going hard on that, and just keep spreading it further and further and further. You'll make some things happen. You will never miss if you do that. I promise you, you'll have some good results. So big ups to that. And we're checking the phone line now. I think that's him now. So hold up, wait. Is that you, Mr. Quincy?
Yes, sir. It's me. How you doing, Shetty?
Not much, man. You know, trying to do a million things at once.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Well, man, you know, you know, you got some important things to talk about. One is being something that's happening tomorrow. Let everyone know about the title of your new show coming up, and or your debut show, excuse me, and what we can expect from it.
Well, I would say, you know, we always got to keep it real, but, you know, you got to clear your mind. So my name is Quincy Jones. I'm here to listen and give advice. We're going to have a nice time. We're going to talk. We're going to laugh, have fun. But most of all, we're going to, you know, make sure everybody's fine, get everything on the table. You know, sometimes women have questions. Men have questions, but we don't know how to say it sometimes. So, you know, it's so, you know, anytime you have a question or anything, just call the show. And we just have a talk
so
about it.
As far as the question, so, like, is this, like, question about anything?
Well, tomorrow night is more about titles. Because I realize that's a big thing nowadays, just having a title. Some people think it's important, some people think it's not. Just call in tomorrow, we'll talk about it.
All right. Well, I mean, I give a tease. It's a little, me personally, I think because of the face of the social media world we're in, I think it really changed it. Like, people want to be up, want to post, or they want to have this sense of importance and be able to go post something on Facebook or Instagram and say, oh, yeah, look, me and my boo. Like, I mean, there's one girl, I kid you not, she got different boo or bae every week. I'm like, excuse me, y'all know how I don't sugarcoat here. But for me, that doesn't look, it's one you have F buddies and whatnot, but you call everybody your bae, that looks very hoish to me. It's not cute. Everyone's not bae. If you baying everybody, that is a whack. That's a whack thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody has their own thing. So that's why I want them to call in so they can free their mind.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna definitely go in. I want to hear. I'm gonna wait and see what some of the people are saying, and I'm gonna have something to say.
Well, that's what we're there for, though. I'm going to get it all out in the open.
Oh, man, it's about to
rain out here, man. Cuddle weather. Got to be with your bae on this, but, you know, if you ain't got a title, you don't know.
F buddies, man. Now, that's see, I already messed up on title. That's F, that's a cuddle buddy. That's a temporary position, man. As right. I say, quite a bit, like, too many people giving people who should be having, you know, part-time positions or season positions, full-time positions. I need to quit doing that, man. Everybody ain't boyfriend, girlfriend material.
You right. I'm going to tell you what I normally say. If you got an accent, I don't know either. You know, everybody have their reasons. So, like I said, we're going to talk about it tomorrow night. Hopefully, I see you on there. And, you know, we go from there and hear a lot of other people. We're going to make it big. And, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be extraordinary.
And what time does it come on tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
Okay, so good, perfect. It's an hour for my show. I'll be able to slide through. It works perfectly.
Yes, sir.
So I was like, okay, so I'm good, man. I was like, oh, please don't be on the same thing. I really want to call to this one. All right.
Oh, no,
so,
I
yeah,
didn't want to compete.
Definitely...
I did that on purpose. I didn't want to compete.
No, you know what? A lot of people don't realize this, though, man. Like, old school blog talk, like, we used to all do that. Like, we would have shows back to – you really can't go a whole day without – a different show leading into another show. Like, we would do that from, like, morning, from, like, 11 a.m., by 11 a.m. No, it was 11 a.m. was an early event. It was 11 a.m. Eastern. That show would go on for about 2 hours. Then another show would come on at 1 p.m. Eastern. That show would go on for another 2 hours. Another two, and then late at night would be me. It's like, you had a different show, and this is what I like about what's going on, man, because, you know, between your y'all, man, over there, the Big Time Radio Network and then us, it's cool because we kind of slowly bringing that back to where people can bounce off of shows and you don't get the same thing. It's always a different vibe. It's a good vibe on all of them, but you get a different vibe.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Everything, everybody needs a certain situation, so I'm going to be that vice. Everybody needs something to plug into, so.
Yes. And so, so things I want to teach you on here, and people kind of dig into, you see, this is how much of an intellectual dude you are and how well-versed you are because, hey, you know, they're going to be calling and asking questions. They're going to be like, okay, see how much what he know about whatever. So I'm going to talk about some of these current events you got coming up and kind of get your take on them, man. So first off, it's just so much going on. Like, I don't know where to start. I'm trying one thing, I'm going to go the positive route or the not-so-positive route. This is something that is very prevalent. I know it's a lot. And this is something that anyone in any era can relate to. And that's where a lot of people always say, I mean, the people in your own area don't support you. You know, but when you go to another area to deal with you, they want to support you.
Oh yeah, of
like,
course.
How do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like that? How strongly do you feel about that? Like, is that on a scale of 1 to 10? How valid is that statement?
It's very valid, honestly. If you really think about it, I'd be looking to be thinking about the white and the black community. Or you think about the Indian community. How often do you see the Indian people, they actually stand behind their people, or the Hispanic people stand behind their people, and they actually, they come together, they work together. And like you see the Hispanic people, they don't mind staying in the same house. Everybody's taken care of. And same way with the Indian people, everybody's taken care of. So when you think about our people as in the black community, you know, it's like crabs in a bucket. So I would say,
yes.
You know, when you come to the area, that is generally the case right there. It's basically the same thing. We don't really support our people in our same area. Instead of we go outside the area when we have the same thing in our area.
No, do you have a theory? You know, I have a little theory, but I would have to see what other people why they feel it is that. Why do you feel it is that way?
I really don't have a theory on that. I would love to say that, but I think a lot of people have to be exclusive on that. So when you say exclusivity, a lot of people say, well, you know, maybe if I go here, they wouldn't have the same thing I have over here. But that's like I say, it's one of those things that people rather go out of the way, or they think they don't want to be like some other people. Or as a matter of fact, that could be the reason why they go get the same thing, is because they want to be like other people and they don't support the people that's smaller or the people that's closer or around their media.
Right. My theory is the new kid syndrome, I call it. So when you on the first day of school, you go to a new school or move to a new neighborhood, everybody want to know, oh, man, who's the new kid? Who's the new kid?
Yeah.
How can we get the new kid? All of a sudden, you can look the same, dress the same as somebody else. But because you're the new kid, everybody wants to get behind the new kid and just rally around them.
You're right. It's what you're saying is something more of a the hot thing right now.
All right, there we go. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so, everyone just continues to do this. Like, it's almost like this magic thing. Like, everybody thinks if I go to ATL, my career is just going to blow up. It's not that. It's the fact that all of y'all got that mind state going to one area. Duh, all of a sudden there's gonna some stuff going to pop, because if y'all came together like that in y'all own areas, it would pop. Like,
hey,
why y'all just, if everyone's the easy way, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with you moving to certain different areas to pursue your career and spread yourself out, but I always look at it this way. Why don't y'all just travel to different areas and do it that way? Because what they don't realize is, okay, so you move to this other area, then soon no people there will get bored of you.
And you're right.
So that's not, if you think that's going to solve the problem, it's not. All you're doing is taking steps backwards. That's why artists and whatnot do tours, because tours help people not be bored with you.
You're right. You don't want to get them too much. It's almost like a pookie, you know. get that hit, and then you make them fiend for the rest.
They call me. Okay, so my next question, you know, kind of give people a insight of, you know, the wise men you are, and what they can expect on the show. I'm going to throw a very, very tough topic at you. And that is, you mean your take on the Mexican beast. And the reason why I bring it up is because a lot of times, and a lot of people see it's an easy answer, but it's really a lot of different stuff that kind of goes into it, because when people think of the Mexican beast, they always think of, you know, automatically associated with physical stuff, but no, it goes further than that. Like, people go on that, but you got social media. People use that to attack each other and belittle each other, whatever. So, like, what's your take on this different aspects of domestic violence? And, you know, if I'm a person who's coming to you and asking me, you know, how I should go about trying to get that situation, what do you recommend?
Well, the biggest thing, I have a zero tolerance for domestic. But with that, you know, I know a lot of women, my aunt, and she went through a situation. The biggest thing is probably is getting help, or just get out of the mindset that you have to take what you're being given. Because a lot of times when people are in that position, they have the mindset that, well, this is what I have to do until such and such, or I can't. Because a lot of times when you are in a domestic violence situation and you're the victim, it's mostly because that is, I'm not going to necessarily say your self-esteem issues, but it can normally say because your mind has been brainwashed that you have to accept that, or that you've seen that before and you think it's acceptable, or anything else. It's more of a mindset thing. When to get over that, you have to place in your mind that that's what you're going to do. Because over and over, I've seen the movie with Anna May in it, that it was a mindset thing. Until she was tired, you won't know that you're tired until you're actually tired to get out. So once you actually get to that point that you're tired, you will actually, you know, press on and move away and do what you need to do to get out of that situation.
Now, here's my thing. That all sounds very easy, but why do people not do that enough, you know?
It's well, I would say we don't have enough, we don't talk about it enough. That's one of the things, we don't talk about it enough. Like, there's talks about sexuality, there's talks about everything else, but for domestic, you don't really see too many things. You see some of it, but you don't see a lot of things about it, because that's one thing that's happening far more than not, that domestic violence happens. Not necessarily that someone's beating on somebody else, but a lot of times it's a mental thing as well. You can beat on someone mentally as well. But like I said, you know, we don't. There's not a lot of light on it. There's you know, I know they have cell phones for battered wives and other things, but like I said, there's not a lot of light on it. But I want to, huh?
What were you saying now? No, what were you saying?
I was going to say, that's why they call the show, so they can, before it gets to that situation, they talk to me. And we can defuse any bomb that's about to blow up.
There you go. Now, my last one I'm going to throw at you is, I call some different people call it different things. I call it thirst trapping. When you see a girl get on Facebook and you see or Instagram or whatever, and you see her take a half naked picture, am I supposed to just sit there and type, "Oh ma'am, you look so smart today," or is she inviting me to say some kind of comment that, hey, that's not going to be whatever, you know? And then all of a sudden you say, would you say something? And then it's being thirsty. Like, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, a lot of things are like, when you set out to be non, this isn't my show, so I'm not going to say the word, but if you set out feces, you're going to get flies. but to necessarily say, to attract certain things, you attract that attention. If that's what you want, that's what's going to happen. You know, if you want it, you can't get mad at a man if he sees your ass and he comment like, "Dang, that's a fat ass right there." You can't get mad at that because guess what? You put that out there for him to see. If it wasn't out there, he wouldn't say it. But I understand women say, "Well, I should be able to do whatever or wear whatever." You know, I understand. You know, I was made just like Adam and Eve. I want to be naked too. I love the natural look. But at the same time, right now we live in a day and time that it's not really acceptable to be butt naked or to actually show your ass everywhere. But it's a thirst trap. Ladies, they'll say, "Well, why did you say that? No, stop. No, don't do that." I understand, but at the same time, you have to put what you need. I just flip around and say, okay, well, if I was your man, if I was halfway naked on Instagram, what would you say?
Right. Now, on the flip side of it, you know, does that mean, why these same dudes, it's one thing if you say something on camera, why these same dudes think that chick has to holler at them or necessarily, you know, if he hits up in her inbox that he got to give her, that she got to give him attention or whatnot, you know, what's your advice to those dudes?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily that she wants your attention. She could be just proud of her body because I'm going to tell the truth, if a nice, sexy woman, she worked out every day, she worked for, she want to show it off. So I understand that. But a lot of guys, they take it as in, shoot, she's showing this, so I'm going to take shorts. But you have to take in the fact that everything that's there is not for you. Like my grandmother used to say, you don't want all or nothing, just want your portion. So, you know, like I said, it's there. A lot of times, you know, you can look at it. Just look. That's what they just want you to do. Just look it, like the picture. You ain't got to comment. If you do comment, keep it respectable.
All right. I'm going to see what I think of Greg trying to chime in. I see he pressed the magic button. What's up, Greg?
Yo, I'm listening to this, man. And great job, Quincy. I don't want to cut into your steam. But, nigga, did you just say that you want to be butt naked with everybody else?
He gonna pick some random out of
it. Did you just really say that? Did he want to be butt naked like everybody else?
Well, it's you know, it's life. You know, like I say, everybody's got to love the natural form. I love a natural woman. So, you know, the clothes sometimes aren't natural, so we should be in our natural presence.
Oh, my God. I got to get you away from Chuck. Yeah. I was trying to move you far away, but yeah, that sounded like a child statement, and we can't have that. We can't have two of y'all on the radio at the same time. But I just wanted to say that, man. Y'all finish what y'all doing, but damn, man. And son, you just let them say it, too. Everybody won't be butt naked.
Hey, you know, I'm letting him take the stand. You know, he kind of give everybody a taste, but he goes, "Say, you know, that they don't know not to ask that question. They call in." So that's getting the advice on that. So on that matter, he gonna be talking like that.
Yo, no, man, but for real, I mean, the show is going to be just, you know, him helping people out. Like you said, great answers with the domestic violence thing. I mean, that is a very hot topic. But, I mean, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about, and you know, how we do it big time. And thanks earlier for the shout-out, what you were saying about us. And that's the way I hope this will be. Like, we will never do a show that falls into the same timeline as your show. Because I'm a fan, so I got to listen to your show, too. Anyway.
I know, that's why I was like, I think I want to hear this. I was about to be real tight, I was going to miss it.
No. I would never do that, because it's, like I said, you said something to me about a year ago. When you first started, I used to go back-to-back with shows. So I listen, man. I listen to what you say sometimes. So that was my whole plan. I knew that because I'm a fan of all your shows, and I do want to make sure I catch them, you know. And for now, I might not be on Quincy's show, which is Free Your Mind, 9 o'clock. But, you know, I'm still running the switchboard and stuff until I can get somebody else to do it. So I don't want to miss, you know, your show. So, yeah, that'll never be an issue. And plus, you know, between me and you, you know it won't be no early on Tuesday because, you know, the fall, Flash comes back on. So, you know, I ain't messing with no DC.
Oh, yeah, that's Supergirl. I have high hopes for Supergirl, man. I know you're a little weird because it's going to be on CBS, but
it's just Supergirl. It's just, to me, you know, it just seems like Supergirl mixed with Murder, She Wrote. It just seems like it's an old person show.
No, take that back, bro.
Something about CBS says old people to me.
I mean, and that's the thing they've always been trying to. They've been trying to come out of. You see, they try to have Sean Moe on CSI and all that stuff. Yeah. So I mean, they're trying, but that's really on them. It's going to take some time to kind of make that happen. Because ironically, why do you think they partially own CW? Because they know
right.
That
so give it to CW.
Right, that's what I said to myself. I guess they don't want to. I don't know. Like, if it's not broke, you know they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like,
yeah, but don't get that bitch a walker. You know what I mean? Just because it ain't broke, that don't mean it's 90 years old.
That go to CBS, because CBS get a good, really good show like that of a niche, not just CSR and all that, you know, all of a sudden they let it go too soon, like the Unit,
right.
Great show, they let that go way too soon while I was having traction. That was the stupidest thing in the world. So
that's why I don't think it's going to last. I think they're not going to get the numbers
I'm going to have faith, man, because the story, I mean, I look at the trailer, I mean, it really, I like the trailer, it was kind of drawing me in. I'm like, do it right. Do it right, it's going to be a good show, and I'll be able to escape the fact. That means Big Bang Theory comes on CBS, that's why they changed the late night show, too. And I think that's going to change the world because a lot of older folks come to see David Letterman. You know, I watch David Letterman, too, but that's going to change a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, well. Anyway, sorry about that, Quincy. This is what Mia said to do. We comic geeks, so we sit and talk about Flash and Arrow and stuff
Okay.
So, yeah. That's my vice, man. That's what I do to keep myself from snapping.
Yeah,
and
plus my dad, since I'm the son of a superhero. My dad, he actually, his alter ego is Turbo Man. Don't tell nobody, because then he'll be able to take him out and figure out his weakness. But that's his alter ego, so.
You act like you on Flash. Y'all just tell y'all secret identities to anybody nowadays.
You know, that everybody, this is so knows identity. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to do a quick shout out to my boy. I call him Bubba. Back in the day, he was playing football, Pee Wee League. I call him by his government name, Frederick Zimmerman. Shout out to him, bro. I see. He's going to police academy right now and working on being a teacher police officer. So,
we need some good ones.
Yes, I was getting ready to go on about that. Like, I made a post where I was saying, not every cop is a bad cop. I mean, because everybody gets
that
twisted.
I
go in on specific police officers. Like, I'm going to say, hey, bad police. I have a problem against bad police. I don't say I have a problem against police. I have a problem against bad police. And in this case, I think this dude's going to do right. I mean, he grew up in the community, and that's always the point. Like, when you're an officer that grew up in these communities, you tend to be able to connect with the people more. And that's the difference between being a good cop and a better cop. So, big up to you, man. Stay safe out there, because people have this misconception about cops. I still feel they're good ones. I feel you're going to be another one of those good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. My only problem with it, and this is what I say, because I have a lot of police officer friends, the thing I say is this. You shouldn't judge the whole force by a few bad apples, but
nope.
On the same token, these still few bad apples are in this force, and the good ones need to step up and say, hey, get the hell out, or hey, do something about these bad apples, rather than allowing stuff to happen. So that's why I'm hoping for all these new recruits, all these new people like your boy, to start changing things, because police is, I don't know what's going on. And then you got that situation down there with y'all in Texas, man. That's just wild.
Another one, yeah. It's like, it is a headache. It's just a headache because here's the thing, because, you know, this area is one that, you know, the Department of Justice, they have a few different satellite camps, you know, so they can monitor how the police interact with people and how they handle crime and whatnot. And this, in Fort Worth, Texas, is one of the satellite camps. Yet, we're having this happen right now. It's like, this is like the second, like, within a month, this is the second big thing that's happened here. Like, one was up the street, like, literally up the street from where I go work out at, and the other one was up the street from where I went to college at. So this is really weird right now. I'm like, God, like, do not bring that vibe here. Like,
yeah.
It's always just some person that feels they can just do whatever because, you know, people abuse power. It's like, you know, when you watch, it's just like watching superhero shows and whatnot, when some of these villains get this weapon, or they get these powers, all of a sudden they want to abuse it. Some of these cops run around here being miniature Captain Cold around here. Like, I think they're going to kill up.
Well, hopefully
they cold gun at everybody.
Again, man, I want to appreciate you taking my call, and I definitely want to appreciate you shouting out my boy Quincy. This is a new step for him. He's ready, though. He's about to do some big things, man. We hoping to get pull some audience. And, you know, ever since, you know, he showed up on the cover of your magazine, this man has been, you know, he has a following. So shout-outs to Human Canvas for putting him on the cover of the magazine that time, because ever since that he hit that cover, he's had a following. And, you know, I know we won't have a shortage of females calling tomorrow. So I want to get some of the fellas to call, too, to kind of level that out. So,
I want to say this to you, too, Carl Quincy. Like, thank you for being another one of the males who are breaking down this whole entire stereotype that Human Camp songs for females. Because a lot of people have this misconception about that. They think that all the because every other magazine is owned, that's urban owned or whatever, all of a sudden, because that's how their rules are, and that's what they kind of do the same to each other thing. They're like, oh, well, that's how it is. I mean, people ask this all the time, like, especially if you see me put out your cover and put out, matter of fact, covers that were guys were from Big Time.
Yeah.
And when I put out Derek's cover, it's like, why is it, why do we get to keep, why do I have to keep addressing the point that we, I never, did you ever see me say anywhere that it's only females, only guys? Like, we got to stop making up our own rules and read between the lines that if it don't say that, then stop tripping.
Hey, well, I can't fight with the perception of the people. They want to believe what they want to believe, but I can tell you right now, if they want fairness, and it's not like you just, you know, not like you turning down guys. It's just some guys is not applying for or submitting for you, and I don't know why. I mean, there's nothing on your magazine that says for women only.
I blame the industry for that. I really blame the industry because it's guys that don't know that. They don't realize their opportunity. And not just for me, but plenty of others. Plenty of other entities that are willing to get them a chance. But because of the misconception out here, they can't, they did not find these opportunities and it's getting blocked and not realizing it.
Well, again, we at Big Time, we thank you, man. And we thank you for giving us this shout-out for Free Your Mind, which comes on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then right after that, you can check out Seti's show so we can get that whole train rolling. And I appreciate, man, all your support, man. I appreciate the nice things you said earlier, too.
Yeah, so, bro, I want to thank you, man. Appreciate you.
No problem. Y'all make sure y'all check him out tomorrow, man. Go Free Your Mind tomorrow. Tomorrow's title is titles, actually. So if you come in, the title of tomorrow's titles, and they're going to be going in about that. So you got something to say? Or you got a question you kind of want to dig into his mind about as far as titles? Feel free to do it.
All right. Appreciate you, brother.
No problem. All right, so y'all, as we close on out, I want to close out this final thought. There's a picture, speaking of the incident happening in Kenny, there's a picture where it's these two kids. There's the light-skinned boy and his white boy. They're standing next to each other holding a billboard they put on a poster board or whatever that says, "My parents told me, we are equal until a police officer shows up." So, in other words, people, like these kids around here, a lot of kids interact with each other, and race does not dictate how they interact with each other. It's something that's taught, and until someone stands up and stops teaching this crap, we're going to continue being fighting it every day. So people just stay strong and love each other. Awesome thing. All right. We're rolling out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J or there's a U, there is a way.